a little older, well, much older, and a little wiser than I was with numbers 1 and 2. Unlike my younger self, I was able to sense the possible presence of a trap long before the iron jaws themselves clamped shut around my ankle. The fact that I regarded the question as a trap has nothing to do with my hating dogs in general. But there's some unfortunate history here, with me, dogs, and ankles. I met Karen Moffitt, my first wife, back when we were both students at the University of Washington. The UW, as it's affectionately referred to by residents of Washington State. Karen showed up at one of my fraternity's formals on the arm of one of my frat brothers, a guy by the name of Maxwell Cole. By the end of the evening, Karen and I were an item, and Max was in a permanent state of snit, a situation which has lasted for decades. The fact that Karen and I divorced eventually, and she subsequently died of cancer, has had no effect on Max. His nose is still out of joint. All of this was back in the old days, the 60s. Although dinosaurs no longer roamed the earth, it was still a time when boys taking girls out on first dates were expected to show up on the front porches of family homes dressed to the nines and prepared to meet the parents before escorting their daughters out of the house. I was worried about making a good impression on Karen's father, Amos Moffitt, Pop, as he later insisted I call him, and on her mother, Doris. I should have been more worried about the dog, whose name was Snooks. Snooks was an ill-tempered, full-sized, wide-low dachshund who took one look at me and promptly bit a big chunk out of my ankle. One of his canines went straight through my sock and into my Achilles tendon, deep enough to draw blood. Karen's dad dragged the dog off me and locked him in the kitchen. Karen's mother treated the wound with mercurochrome and a Band-Aid, all the while assuring me that Snooks had indeed had all his shots. With the bleeding stopped and me noticeably limping, I escorted Karen out of the house to go to a movie. Around the World in 80 Days, as I recall. As for Snooks, for the next 5 years, as long as the dog remained on the planet, he viewed me as evil incarnate, a reality that made going to the in-laws' home for Sunday dinners and holiday get-togethers somewhat problematic. So, yes, I admit straight out that I have dog issues. Maybe if I'd had a dog when I was younger and had known something about them, Snooks wouldn't have regarded me as a mortal enemy, but that wasn't the case. I grew up as the son of a single mother, an unmarried World War II, not quite widow. My parents hadn't managed to tie the knot when my father, a sailor based in Bremerton, was killed in a motorcycle accident on his way back home. My mother gave birth to me 8 months later, leaving her with all the responsibilities of wartime widowhood and none of the benefits. She raised me totally on her own, with no help either from her family or from my father's, by working as a seamstress. We lived in an apartment over a bakery in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. The fact that we had no yard automatically precluded the idea of having a dog, nor could we have afforded one. What I do remember is that all my friends who did have dogs were forever complaining about having to take care of them. All this is to say that, as far as dogs are concerned, Mel and I might just as well have been raised in separate universes. Mel grew up as an army brat, but her family was always attached to at least one dog, as well as the occasional cat. Whenever her father was posted overseas, whatever pets were then in residence,